Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, False Doctrines, Guard Your Heart. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Timothy 1, 3-4. 1 Timothy 1, 3-4 reads, As I urged you when I was leaving for Macedonia, stay on in Ephesus to instruct certain people not to spread false teachings, nor to occupy themselves with myths and interminable genealogies. Such things promote useless speculations rather than God's redemptive plan that operates by faith. I have just read from the New English Translation. When Jake got to the campus, he started attending one of the campus fellowships reputed to be deep in the teaching of the word. But after a few weeks, he found that even though his head was full of very interesting and high-sounding things, his heart was empty and his spirit lean. The teachers in that fellowship were given to spooky doctrines filled with speculations and logical inferences that didn't align with the position of Scripture. Many of the members of that fellowship were excited that they knew deep things. But because Jake had walked with the Lord and enjoyed the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the attendant growth in an atmosphere of sound doctrine in the past, it didn't take him long to discern that something was wrong with his new spiritual diet and fellowship. He had to leave that fellowship. When Apostle Paul wrote 1 Timothy, there were false doctrines circulating that sounded very powerful and logical, but they didn't have the ability to produce faith unto fruitfulness, but rather produced pride and weakness. False doctrines have been around since the first generation church. Unfortunately, many of them are spread by genuine believers who have not been properly taught, but who have a zeal to teach. If believers dwell in them for long, they would produce nothing but leanness to their souls and make them puffed up rather than being built up. Sooner or later, when the storms and pressures of life come, such would be reduced to their real small size and might be crushed because they were not being built up, but were being puffed up like bread or dough. A crushed believer would have a shipwreck of faith. We would talk about this later. Go into today remembering that sound doctrine produces faith and love in the heart of the believer and builds him up. See 1 Timothy 1:5. False doctrines only give knowledge that puffs up and produces pride. Be sensitive to doctrines you allow to enter your heart because the issues of life come out of it. Prayer. Heavenly Father, give me this day my daily bread, doctrine. Deliver me from the lure of false doctrines. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 57:59. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Psalms 57-59.
Psalm 57, for the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, of David, a Miktam, when he had fled from Saul into the cave.
Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me.
He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness.
I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among men-eating beasts, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords.
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves.
My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre.
I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
Psalm 58, for the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, of David, a Miktam.
Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge people with equity? No. In your heart you devise injustice, and your hands mete out violence on the earth. Even from birth the wicked go astray. From the womb they are wayward, spreading lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra that has stopped its ears, that will not heed the tune of the charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth in their mouths, O God. Lord, tear out the fangs of those lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows fall short. May they be like a slug that melts away as it moves along, like a stillborn child that never sees the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they dip their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say,
surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth.
Psalm 59, for the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, of David, a miktam, when Saul had sent men to watch David's house in order to kill him.
Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Be my fortress against those who are attacking me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me. Powerful people conspire against me for no offense or sin of mine, Lord. I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Rise to help me. Look on my plight. You, Lord God Almighty, you who are the God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Show no mercy to wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths. The words from their lips are sharp as swords, and they think, who can hear us? But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all those nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God, on whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. But do not kill them, Lord, our shield, or my people will forget. In your might, uproot them and bring them down. For the sins of their mouths, for the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. For the curses and lies they utter, consume them in wrath. Consume them till they are no more. Then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. They return at evening, snarling like dogs and prowl about the city. They wander about for food and howl if not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God, on whom I can rely.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.